Good afternoon, everyone. This is Father Dan Ketter. I am here with my very good friend, Father Henry Attem, to take you through the 5 o'clock hour of the Quest Pledge Drive, Seek the Kingdom. It's great to be with you all. We're looking forward to a very, very lucrative hour for the Quest. I know we're going to be able to accomplish that because I've got one of the most popular men in the Archdiocese of Atlanta sitting across the table from me, and I am blessed enough to call him my friend, or call myself his friend. Yeah. And that is, as I mentioned earlier, Father Henry Attem. Father Henry, welcome.
Well, Father Dan, thank you so much for your gracious words. I've known you for quite a long time, and I've always considered you to be one of my role models. So any time to spend with you is always a blessing for me.
Well, things can always get better, Father Henry.
Right.
Starting low, you'll build better things, which is great.
And there's no better way to spend St. Patrick's Day than with you, my dear friend.
I agree. So. I fully agree. Yes. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Father Henry.
That's right.
To you, Rachel. To all our listeners out there. My middle name is
Patrick. That's right.
Daniel Patrick Ketter.
That's
so
right.
Very Irish sounding name. So it's a
and of course,
day.
I'm from far Southern Ireland.
Yeah.
All the way into the south, deep south into Cameroon.
So exactly.
Everybody has an Irish connection today, right?
For sure. We're all Irish today. So we shouldn't go too long before we put the number out there so people can call in and make a donation to support the Quest. That's why we're here.
Absolutely.
It's not about me. It's not about Father Henry. It is about
the quest. Absolutely.
And supporting this station so that the good news of God's kingdom can continue to go out to all the faithful in the Archdiocese of Atlanta. And so please call us at 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160. Isn't that clever? The last four digits, right? Who thought of that?
I know, right?
Those people are so smart.
I'm telling you, very smart people work here at the radio station.
Well, we shouldn't go any further without invoking the Lord.
Absolutely.
And asking his blessing upon this time that we spend together. So let's turn to him and pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, on this day in which your church honors your servant, St. Patrick, we come to you and ask that the graces that you bestowed upon him and through him upon the people of Ireland, you would bestow upon us now as we gather together for this time of sharing, of this time of encouragement, of this time of proclaiming the good news of your kingdom to the people here in the Archdiocese of Atlanta, and raise support for the Quest Catholic Radio. Lord, you are the provider, the giver of all good gifts. And so we look to you now for an outpouring of your gifts upon us and upon all who are listening to us. May we all be edified, encouraged, and motivated to support this radio station during our time together. And so we entrust this time to you. We do so as we do all things, and that is in the name of your Son, Jesus, who is Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Father Henry, what's that number people should be calling to?
I think that number is 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160.
You know, Father Henry, I'm sure you've had a long, busy day in the parish.
It has been a long day.
Father Henry is the pastor of St. Lawrence Catholic Church in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Big parish, busy parish.
Busy parish, yeah.
So I'm sure it's been a busy day for you as the pastor of that busy parish. It's been a long day for me, too, working in the tribunal.
The tribunal. So just so I kind of return the favor, but Father Dan is the judicial vicar for the Archdiocese of Atlanta. So he runs the tribunal in the Archdiocese with all different kinds of cases and everything else. So,
yeah. So it's been a busy day there too. And I tell you, I'm being honest. The opportunity to spend an hour with you at the end of the day just makes me smile.
It is a blessing. It's always a great time. I think every time we hang out, we spend time together, I think we always really enjoy it. And I think we are always very rejuvenated. So,
it's definitely the case. I certainly feel that way right now. So for those of you who may not have tuned in, last fall, was it, when we did this?
I think,
was
it
last fall?
In September, I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah, sometime the fall, yeah.
So, yeah, at the fall pledge drive last year, Father Henry and I were together and spent an hour on the radio and raised a bundle of money for the quest, which was great. But we shared that Father Henry and I studied at Mount St. Mary's Seminary together. Mm-hmm. We were there 5 years together.
Together. And in Emmitsburg, Maryland.
In Emmitsburg, Maryland. Holy place.
Holy place.
If you ever get a chance to go to Emmitsburg, make a point to do so.
Yeah.
And then we were ordained together at the cathedral by Wilton Cardinal Gregory.
That's right.
May 31st, 2008.
Absolutely.
And so... Well,
I'm happy you remember all these details because, you know, sometimes I get a little foggy, you know. So,
so we are bound together by our formation and by our
ordination.
Our ordination.
Right.
So it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yep.
So, folks, before we jump into some meteor conversation, we want to just remind you of the number you can call to make a donation to the quest, 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160.
Okay. And every time you make a donation, we're going to announce that on the radio, so you know. The ladies who are taking the information, they'll bring us your first name and where you're calling from. And Father Dan and I, as Father Dan said, we did do this last year, fall of last year, and we did raise a ton of money for the radio station. But this year, we want to take it a step up. Last year, we did raise, I think, about $10,000. And this year, because we know a lot of people are still coming off of the pandemic and all of that, we'll stick to that number. So this year, we're going to make our goal again for the next hour, $10,000. We're asking all of our friends out there, all of Father Dan's fans out there, that he's in the station, please call, make a pledge, and let us support the Quest radio station. Again, that number is 470-508-1160. And this is Father Henry, and I'm here in the studio with Father Dan Ketter, the judicial vicar for the Archdiocese of Atlanta.
And in fact, we have a donation to announce already.
We have a donation to announce.
Yeah, this is great. Wow. We've already got a couple donations to announce. So just a couple came in last hour, so let me go on and give honor and thanks.
We get credit for those, though.
Right? I think we do.
Well,
yeah,
they're
sure.
marked for the 4 o'clock hour, so okay. These are going towards the last hour. But thank you to Laurie M. from Gainesville and Jerry T. for your donations. But you know what, guys? I'm looking over here just watching my computer pop in with more names. So I want to announce those in just a second. But just a heads up to those of you who have been listening to more than just this hour of our pledge drive, you might have heard Father Paul Porter and Father Michael Bremer on yesterday. Okay. So this is what we call our dueling priests hours. So we have a total from yesterday. Father Michael and Father Paul raised $8,120, and they got 30 calls or online donations. So I love Father Henry's goal of 10,000. So 10,000 would beat them, but it's not just getting 10,000. It's getting 30 donors as well.
Oh, okay.
And I see that Father Henry is looking at the bell. Do you want to give us a preview of the bell?
I was going to say, and right in my hand is a yellow, beautiful bell. And I would like to ring that bell at some point tonight before we conclude this hour. So I'm asking you, if we're able to make our goal of 10,000, then Father Dan and I will be able to ring this bell to the honor and glory of God. So please, we need you to support us. We need you to help us meet that goal of 10,000 for this hour. Any amount counts. Every amount is helpful. Nothing is too small to help in this work of evangelization that the Quest is carrying out for our archdiocese.
How many calls did you say they got?
30.
30. Okay. So, folks listening, Father Paul Porter and Father Michael Bremer are two of our younger priests.
Younger priests,
okay.
Yeah.
So, it would not be good for their humility for them to show up.
Could you
two
imagine
guys
that?
Who've been
you,
working
been
in the diocese
13 years for now,
yeah, 13 years,
know,
13
right?
years this summer. So, you know, in the interest of their growth in virtue.
I think that's important.
And their priestly vocation.
Their priestly vocation.
And the humility that they need to be good, faithful, humble priests.
That's right.
Folks, we have to.
Yeah, I think we need to shoot for about 50 callers.
50?
So, yeah, we need to beat those guys, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, what were they ordained? Like last year, a couple of years ago?
Yeah, Paul's not even one full year ordained
full
yet.
Year. Yeah.
Like Father Michael Bremer, too, maybe something like that.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Folks, so. No pressure. I mean, you know, but you can't do this to us. I mean, I think it would not be fair to let Father Dan and I sit out here and get knocked out by two newly ordained priests.
Two upstarts.
I know that will not be fair to the work. So,
we're reaching out to the good people of St. Peter Chanel, where Father Henry Brigen
Father Paul Porter is there
and
right
Father
now.
Paul Porter is there so, right now. Yeah. So even more reason why
exactly
those why. Folks need to.
They need to remember to the past, right? They need to remember the past.
Exactly. Remember your roots, people.
That's right.
And then the good people at St. George down in Noonan, although I'm not sure if the signal reaches down there.
It doesn't reach them, but I think they could do the app.
Okay.
They could get the app, and also they could go online, thequestatlanta.com, and they could also tune in and be able to listen.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Excellent. And then, of course, we've got the faithful at St. Lawrence in Lawrenceville.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Father Henry's fan club alone, I mean, makes mine look pathetic. I was, when you mentioned that, your fan club, my fan club, I thought of, you know, when Joshua was getting ready to take the Israelites into the Holy Land, you know, and he sent the scouts in and they came back and they said, it's inhabited with giants and we must have seemed like grasshoppers to them. That's my fan club.
Oh, that's your fan club.
Yeah. Next to Father Henry's fan club, we must have seemed like grasshoppers. So we're really leaning on all the fans of Father Henry to really help carry us through this hour.
But you know what they say, Father Dan, strength is not enough. Numbers. So I may have the numbers, but I think you have the bigger guys. So, okay. So we're all looking up to you.
Okay. So once all again, right. It's 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160. Please call and make a donation. Small or large, doesn't matter. Just any support you can give will be very grateful. It'll be a valuable contribution to what we're doing here at The Quest in building this radio station and making God's kingdom more known and loved through the Archdiocese of Atlanta.
Yeah. And I think before we get into the topic for today, which is the kingdom of God, I think that it is important that all our supporters and those who are calling in to help out, I think understand that this radio station is, you know, at a time when we need to really engage in the actions of evangelization. I think that the Quest is really a necessary tool to help in that effort. You know, when I think about our Protestant brothers and sisters and how engaged they are in the media world already, and the Catholic world, how late we are in getting into it, I think that we too need to step up the plate and try to ensure that we truly bring the, like I said in my parish this past week, the jewels of our faith, to the world. So the work that the Quest is doing all other Catholic radio stations, I think, is very important. So we need to support the Quest. Again, that number is 470-508-1160. Okay.
Okay. So our theme for this year's pledge drive is Seek the Kingdom. Seek the Kingdom. And we were asked to kind of give an additional nuance to that for our hour here today. And so our particular hour, we're focusing on the Mass and the kingdom of God, the Mass and the kingdom of God. So, Father Henry, the kingdom of God is a big notion. It's a big concept.
Broad topic.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So how can you help maybe zoom in a little bit on this and help us to focus on one or another dimension of this
kingdom of God?
Yeah, broad topic, the kingdom of God.
I think that's a good question. The kingdom of God, almost everything in the Gospels, is about Jesus Christ trying to come to establish the kingdom of God on earth. So I think that the whole concept or the topic about the kingdom of God, like you said, Father, is a very broad concept. But I think that, and I think our Lord Jesus Christ is very clever about the way he talks about the kingdom of God in the Gospels, right? He uses all these parables to try to help us to understand what the kingdom of God is. And I think that one of my, favorite parables, or probably one of the ones that I think is most practical in trying to understand the whole concept of the kingdom of God, comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25. You know, when he talks about the kingdom of God as a rich man who is about to go on a journey, and he invites his servants and he entrusts talents to them, right? And he, to the first one, 5, to the second one, 2, and to the last one, 1. And he goes out on this journey, and then the servants go, and the first two invest their talents, make 5 more, 2 more, and then the third one goes and buries his talent in the ground. And then the master comes back for a moment of reckoning, right? And I've always loved that image of the kingdom of God, because I think that it describes the kingdom of God as what the world seems to be like today. You know, it is a very relatable idea, relatable concept, a very practical concept, because if you look at the parable, the dynamics of that parable, when you think about the rich, the wealthy man who goes off on the journey, of course, in that parable is the image of the Father, mm-hmm. you know, God the Father, mm-hmm. who creates a world and seems to be detached away from that world. He seems to be detached from that world, right?
And he's gone away on a journey, right?
He gave the talents and then went away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. He's gone away. Mm-hmm. He has entrusted us with different gifts and different, you know, capabilities. He's given us a world in which man is able to come up with scientific ideas, and there's politics and there's economics. And we all have all these talents. And I think that the first temptation, when we think about all that we're able to do, is that sometimes we could think that all these things we do on our own. That man is able to come up with all those things by himself, you know. And because God seems to be withdrawn from the world, because he seems to be absent, we fall into the temptation of thinking that, well, we could take matters into our own hands, right? That now man has the right, or man has the ability to charter whatever course in life that he wants the world to take, failing to recognize that ultimately, though the world seems as if God is absent from it, God is just as present, mm. right? And that he's, and I think that I love the way that the parable ends, right? Because as we read about this rich man, the wealthy man who's off on the journey, he's going to come back at the end to ask us to be accountable, mm-hmm. you know, for the talents that he's given us. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, at this point in our lives, I think that the expectation from each one of us is responsibility. We have to be responsible with the world that has been given to us, mm-hmm. but with an eye on the accountability that is going to come in at the end, that we are not just doing all those things, or all those things that we have around us are gifts mm-hmm. that somebody has entrusted them to us, right? That yeah. indeed, everything that we're able to do is a talent entrusted to us by the Creator.
Yeah.
You know,
so. Well, you're bringing up some good stuff. One, just kind of the situation in which we find ourselves, which I want yeah. to talk more about that. Mm-hmm. But then also that the kingdom of God isn't just this, you know, ready-made reality that we just get to bask in and enjoy, mm-hmm. but we're actually called. We have a responsibility.
That's right.
Co-responsible.
Co-responsible. Yeah. That's right. Co-responsibility. That right.
Yeah. So I want to come back to that too. Good stuff. But I think we got a couple donors that have called in, and yeah. we want to give them some props.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of donors. I keep having to scroll. We're getting low.
We like that.
Yep. Keep them coming.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we're seeing the fan clubs. So okay. let me tell you who these are for too.
Okay.
So thank you to Virginia W. from Cornelius, North Carolina. Thank you also to Diane M. from Lawrenceville. And Diane says, this is for Father Henry, in gratitude to God for his ministry.
Amen. Oh, that's beautiful. Amen.
And then we've got Catherine V. from Noonan. This is also for Father Henry.
Great.
Jerry T. from Atlanta for Father Ketter.
Yeah. Thank you, Jerry.
Amy.
One of my grasshoppers.
Amy D. from Kennesaw. Amy says, for Father Ketter, may God continue to use you and protect you.
Oh, thank praise you. God. Amen. Amen.
And then we've got John R. from Lawrenceville. This one's for Father Henry. Here's a pledge you asked for from Lawrenceville.
Okay.
Great.
And thank God. Here's Barbara W. from Buford. This is for Father Henry. Thank you, Barbara.
Okay.
And then Melinda K. from Snellville, also for Father Henry.
Yeah.
We've got a donation from George G. from Atlanta. Carol R. from Swanee. This one's for Father Henry as well. And Catherine T. So that's our long list of our grasshoppers and our giants. And you know what? Hey, right. If you want to continue in Father Henry's fan club, I know you're saying some of your fans might not be able to hear it on the AM dial, but when you're listening, they should be listening on thequestatlanta.com. And that's where the donate button is as well.
Oh,
so
beautiful.
Keep calling, good point, keep Rachel. Donating. Yeah. What's that number again, Father Dan?
The number is 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160.
You know, and as we continue to receive all these calls coming in and all these donations, I want you all to understand that the only reason why I seem to have a few more people than Father Dan is because I'm out in the boonies. So I'm one of the leg soldiers. Father Dan is one of the guys in the big offices, the glass office with the corner office and everything else. So
who nobody likes. Well,
So Father Dan has to walk through me to walk to the people, to get to the people. So
that's right.
That's how the archdiocese is structured. So Father Dan, we love all the work you do down at the chancery and all the support that you continue to give us in the parishes. So
yes,
we really appreciate it.
I'm getting a years long training course in humility. That's what I'm going through right now. Yeah, Rachel, maybe when you're announcing those, maybe don't say when it's always Father Henry. Or maybe we'll just assume it's for Father Henry, so you don't need to say so. And if it happens to be for me, then you could.
I know. I think that we need to get some more calls here for Father Dan, 470-508-1160. If you're like me, maybe you grew up in St. Jude and you remember Father Dan from there back.
There
I know it was before you went to Catholic to get your canon law degree. So, hey, if you you used to go to St. Jude or go to St. Jude and remember Father Dan there now, why don't you call in and give him a little bit of an ego boost there.
No, when you say if they remember Father Dan, just say they remember the Holy Priest,
the Holy Priest
in the parish. Yes,
that one.
I think folks will be able to relate to that more. So,
well, and actually, we're getting a couple more donors. They just keep popping in. So let me read you the next set, and I'm sure by the time I finish, there's going to be more. Okay. Let's see who we've got. So Johanna B from Marietta. This one's for Father Dan.
Oh,
thank you.
We've got Dennis R from Lawrenceville for Father Henry.
Okay.
Ed and Christine K from Alpharetta for Father Dan, and Lynn G from Swanee. That one does not say who it is for yet, but there we go.
That's good.
Right.
So do we know what the total is right now? Because we need to work down that clock a little bit, because we need to get to 10 grand.
You are right. Let's see if I can find that total.
Okay, if you could get that, please let us know.
It looks like
Rachel?
Our total right now is about $1,500.
Okay.
So we are getting there, but we got
some work
up
to do.
Yeah,
come
we got
on,
a lot
guys.
Of work to do. We got a lot of work to do, folks. Yeah. We need to get to it, okay?
We don't have any matches this hour, so it means it's all on our own.
That's right, all on our own. That's right. No matches this hour.
Yeah.
All right.
How are we doing on a break? Are we?
We've got just a couple more minutes until break.
Okay.
Very good. So let's pick up on one theme or one dimension of what you were hitting on, Father Henry, is with the kingdom of God from Matthew's gospel, the parable of the talents. Parable of the servants. How does that situation in which those workers find themselves in, how does that parallel with the way Catholics may be experiencing their world right now, in terms of the seeming absence of the father, of the landowner.
Yeah. Well, I think that, like I said, one of the reasons I really always love that image, that parable, is it gives us the impression that it seems as if God is withdrawn from the world. And I think that for us as Catholics, the way in which we deal with that is the gift of the Mass. The Mass is that gift that helps us to be able to deal with what seems to be an apparent absence of God in the world, right? Because, and that's why the Mass is so central to us. I mean, and that's why that is the greatest gift that Jesus Christ gave to the church before he ascended to heaven. Because, you know, I've always thought for so many years, I mean, you know, through everything else, I've thought a lot about the words of consecration. Because the words of consecration, I think they help to deal with this apparent absence of God in two ways. First way is remembrance, right? Do this in memory of me. That every time we celebrate the Mass, the Holy Eucharist helps us to remember that God is a part of the world, that God is not withdrawn from the world, right? And the second is communion. Take and eat, take and drink, right? Mm-hmm. That in the words of the consecration, we see that God makes himself so present in the world. And it is only our faith that could help us to be able to appreciate that, right? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. to be able to experience that presence of God in the world.
So every time we gather for Mass, particularly in that time of consecration,
yeah,
you're saying we have a visible, audible reminder that the Lord has not gone away. He's not left us on our own, but rather he is in our midst. He is present among us.
It's part of the world.
Yeah. And so if he's present, his kingdom is present. For Absolutely. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is among you, meaning him.
Him, that's right.
With his incarnation, the kingdom of God was manifest.
An ongoing presence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
So.
Good.
All right.
So I think we're up against a break here. We're gonna take a short pause, and then we'll be right back with you to continue our conversation and continue raising funds for the quest.
And if you could go ahead and call that number while we're on break, 470-508-1160. And folks, we need to get up to 10 grand. So we're getting up there slowly, but please thank you for your contributions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Paul Thigpen from St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Kennesaw, Georgia. Thank you for listening to AM 1160, The Quest, home of Atlanta Catholic Radio.
Hello, I'm Monsignor Daniel Stack from St. Thomas Aquinas Church in Alpharetta, Georgia. One of my favorite prayers, I believe it's from Richard of Chichester. It was used in the musical Godspell. Lord, may I see you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly. Day by day.
The Quest presents Lesser Known Saints with Ken and Chuck.
Born on the Feast of the Epiphany, St. Gertrude was a Benedictine nun in Helfta, Saxony. She was one of the great mystics of the 13th century. Together with her friend and teacher, St. Mechtild, she practiced a spirituality called nuptial mysticism, essentially viewing herself as the very bride of Christ. Her spiritual life was rooted in a deeply personal union with Jesus and his Sacred Heart, leading her into the very life of the Holy Trinity.
The Lord dictated the prayer for the holy souls to St. Gertrude in a vision, promising to release 1,000 souls from purgatory each and every time it is said. She is the patron saint of gardeners, travelers, widows, the recently deceased, and the mentally ill. The West Indies also claim her as their patron saint. St. Gertrude was canonized in 1677 by Pope Clement XIII. Her feast day is November 16th.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
AM 1160 The Quest is listening to you too. One listener shared.
I don't know what I would do without The Quest. Every day I get an update on the Catholic Church and hear inspiring stories. I thought I knew a lot about my faith, but I'm learning something new every time I tune in. I feel connected to a larger Catholic community.
If you're enjoying the station, please consider supporting us with a donation. Go online to thequestatlanta.com.
You've heard of the newlywed game, but are you ready for the not-so-newlywed game? Tune in for the final hour of AM 1160 The Quest Pledge Drive at 5 p.m. on March 18th to hear the McDonald's from St. Jude and the Garrett's from St. Brendan the Navigator square off in this exciting game hour to raise funds for The Quest. Call in and support your favorite couple. You won't want to miss it, 5 p.m. on March 18th here on AM 1160 The Quest.
In today's world, cybersecurity is critical for your business. Award-winning VerseBright provides solutions to protect your company from hackers. For protection now, see VerseBright.com. That's VerSprite.com. The Quest thanks VerseBright for their support.
Welcome back, all our good friends here in Atlanta, listening to AM 1160 The Quest during our spring pledge drive, where we're raising money to support Catholic Radio in the Archdiocese of Atlanta. My name is Father Daniel Ketter. I'm here with my very good friend, Father Henry Attem. And we are asking you to call 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160. To help us raise $10,000 for The Quest so that we can continue to offer great Catholic programming to Catholics and non-Catholics alike here in the Archdiocese of Atlanta. Father Henry's responsible for this aggressive goal. He's never one to lowball things. So he set a high goal for us because he's confident in all of you out there who can make this happen.
I'm a man of faith, so I always try to aim for the highest that I can.
Excellent.
And I'm happy to announce to all of you that we just have now a matching gift. So we have one of our donors who just called in and pledged that they are going to match the next $1,500 that we're able to raise. So we are on our way to that $10,000. We ask you to call that number, 470-508-1160, and help us raise the next $1,500 so we're able to earn that matching gift. And then we'll be on our way to $10,000.
Great. Folks, for all those of you who have donated already, we say thank you. For those who are looking for your cell phone and digging for your
computers, your tablets, your everything else,
right?
You know, your credit
card. Finding your credit card. Yeah, we thank you. So please call in, support the quest. We'll be very, very grateful.
Yeah.
The theme of the Pledge Drive this spring is Seek the Kingdom. And Father Henry and I are approaching that from the unique perspective of the Mass.
Yes.
The source and summit of our Catholic faith is the Eucharist, which is Christ made present in the Holy Mass. And
yes.
Father Henry, keep going with that topic.
Well, yeah, so I think we're talking about the fact that the words of consecration help us to understand what seems to be an absence of God in the world, how God makes himself present, right? So we talked about remembrance and we also talked about communion, right? The words of consecration, Jesus said, do this in memory of me. So every time we celebrate the Mass, we know that it is a reminder to us that God is present. He wants us to remember that though the world seems as if he is not a part of, though we see all these forces of cause and effect, which seem to drive things around us, and somehow we could get complacent and somehow think that, well, God is really not part of the world. I mean, his presence is not that evident, you know. So that remembrance is so important. And then, of course, the second thing is communion, right? He is with us. He is part of us, right? Take and eat, take and drink. So I think that those two ideas are brought up very squarely in the consecration. But I think that as we think about it, I think it's important to take it a step further, because the Mass, as it is a gift of the Church to us, right? So I tell people every so often in my parish, I say, you know, the way the Mass is set up is a priest could even have Mass without a congregation, because it is the Mass, it's a celebration of the Church. It is not the priest's Mass, it is not the people's Mass, it is for everybody. It's the Church's way of trying to give glory and praise to God, right? But I always tell people, if you are going to get something out of the Mass, if the Mass is truly going to be a meaningful celebration of God's gift to you, if you truly want to engage in those two full concepts of remembrance and communion, there has to be reverence. You know, you have to apply yourself to it. And I think that if there's anything that is really missing from the celebration of the Mass today, I think it is that reverence, where I don't think people really appreciate in whose presence they are, you know. And I think reverence is, in a way, a human language, a human way of saying that, you know, we do acknowledge that we are in the presence of the Almighty, right? And that we appreciate that gift that he's given us of himself in the form of you know, the sacred species.
Yeah.
You know?
We've become so casual in our American culture in so many ways. I mean, you just think about the way people dress now for work versus
I know,
the
right?
way they dressed, you know, in our parents', you know, generation, our grandparents' generation. You know, it was ties, coats, you know, dress. Everyone looked sharp, you know, when they would go to work. But now we see how people go to, you know, casual, business casual, even less than business casual.
Exactly.
And the casual nature of our culture has certainly influenced the casual way in which people tend approach to approach mass, the Mass, right?
And approach not just the Mass alone, but, you know, celebration of all our sacraments. And one thing I always try to do, especially if I celebrate, say, baptism, that's always the first thing I try to call people to. You know, our faith is is very routine, not a faith, but a celebration of the sacraments is very structured, right? You know, we all know what the responses are. We know what the priest is going to say next. The only thing you really cannot anticipate is what he's going to say in a homily, but everything else is you could almost anticipate.
And some guys you can anticipate.
And sometimes you could anticipate what they'll say in the homilies. Oh, God help us. So because of the structured nature of the liturgy, I think for a lot of people, without that attitude of reverence, then they become very casual, mm-hmm. Casual with it. And, they do not apply themselves fully mm-hmm. To what the liturgy intends to accomplish in them.
Yeah.
You
know, one of the things I've spoken of from time to time is drawing the parallels, some of the parallels between kind of just physically what we do and what happens at Mass, like the way the church is set up and the way we come into the church and how we're seated and how we're oriented. I draw the parallels with like going to a play or to a movie.
Yeah.
You know, we come in, we take our seats, we're all pointed in the same direction. There's kind of this, you know, elevated stage or whatever,
exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And when you look at those parallels, you can see how if we're not entering into the Mass with a real consciousness of
absolutely.
What we're doing,
yes,
we can fall into the same mode of, oh, I'm just coming in to be entertained, you know, because
right.
I do the same thing. I go to a movie, I come in, I find my seat, I sit down, I wait until somebody comes out on the stage or on the screen, and then I get entertained.
Get entertained, that's right.
And yeah, that mentality can creep into our celebration of Mass.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I think a lot of people seem to be bringing it again some of those secular values into that sacred space, and I think that sometimes that hurts their participation at Mass. So
yeah.
We have an announcement to make.
Well, I was just going to say it's great to have this kind of conversation broadcast on the air in the Archdiocese of Atlanta, but it's
isn't
only
it?
Possible because we have AM 1160 The Quest, because we have a Catholic radio station, which we have long desired in Atlanta, but only recently have attained. And so
that's
we want
right.
to keep it going. We want to keep it growing so that we can continue to have great programming, edify our faith, encourage our spirits. But we have to have donations to make it happen. So please, folks, call in, make a donation, support the quest. We've got a few folks that we want to say thank you to who've already made a donation.
Yeah, so we could see the phone line lighting up in here during break. So thank you guys so much who are calling in and donating. Actually, I'm getting a message as we speak that there's just a lot of calls coming in right now. So
okay.
Reminder, if you can't get through at 470-508-1160, you can go online to thequestatlanta.com and hit that donate button. Or if you really love the dial tone, you can keep trying 470-508-1160 until
so
you get
through.
So
if somebody goes to the website and makes a donation, how soon do we get that transmitted to us? Are we able to see that immediately?
It takes a couple minutes, but it comes immediately
to the
other room, and then they'll
sounds
tell
good.
Us.
Sounds
yeah,
good. All
exactly.
Right. So
some
you can
of
go
these
to the
are,
website.
Yeah, and some of these
yes.
are online as well.
Okay.
So thank you to, Diane S. from Bluffton says, love them both, knew both when they were in seminary, and know their parents. So thank you, Diana.
Thank you, Diana.
That's great, Diana. We
I know who that is.
That. I know you. Yes.
And then we've got Tony H. from Dakula. Denise P. in honor of Father Ketter. Oh, that's a monthly donation. So Father Ketter, can you ring the bell?
Oh,
I love it. Love it. Who did that?
Oh my goodness. I'm so jealous right now. Monthly donation. Oh man.
Yeah.
Can I get someone to do a monthly donation for me too?
I know
so
you
I can
guys,
ring this bell.
You guys can't see Father Henry in here, but he was not willing to give up that bell. So please,
just
Father
so,
Henry
just
fan
so
club,
you know,
come on.
I did actually blush when that happened. So
thank you, thank you. Who was that that made
that
donation?
That was Denise P. And
okay.
It does not say from
thank
what
you,
city.
Thank you, Denise.
Okay.
God bless you.
That's great.
And then we've got Mark J. from Dakula in honor of Father Henry. Peter U. from Grayson. Lindora Reyes from Noonan. Lindora says, thank you, Father Henry from the Reyes family. Vi V. from Rex for Father Ketter.
Yes, V. Thank you.
And Heather B. from Marietta. Lori C. from Bethlehem, Georgia, for Father Henry. Teresa L. from Sandy Springs. Let's see. Oh, this is okay. This is beautiful. Teresa says that Father Ketter heard her first confession in 2012, and she is a new Catholic.
Awesome. Oh, praise God.
Thank you so much, Teresa. Martha R. from Roswell for Father Ketter.
Mm.
Christine C. from Lawrenceville says that she loves Father Henry. Oh, my goodness, we are just going.
Who doesn't?
Going.
Thank you.
I mean, really now, who doesn't?
okay, so we also have Kelsey M. from Lawrenceville, Jennifer M. from Loganville for Father Henry, and one more is popping up as we speak. It says Maggie C. from Grayson. Let's see, I'm not sure if that's in honor of someone, but thank you all. They're literally just popping up on my screen as we go. So just a reminder, we do have a match of $1,500 for the donations that we are getting after break for the first $1,500. Please, the younger priest threw down the gauntlet yesterday, all right?
This is the dueling priest hour. Yeah, well said.
And they raised $8,120. So we have to get at least $8,121 for this hour and 30 calls. Can you guys make that happen and let us ring the bell?
Yes, you can.
I think we could do it. I think we could do it. We have a few more minutes, so we'll be able to do it. And again, just reflecting something Father Dan said there earlier, we are deeply grateful to all the contributors that have really helped us out this hour. And we are waiting for those who are still trying to get in. Please go ahead and make your pledge as soon as you can. 470-508-1160. So as we've been talking in the last hour about the Kingdom of God for this spring pledge drive with the Quest Atlanta, we're talking about the Kingdom of God. And I think, Father Dan, we've talked a little bit about the Mass. And I'd like us very briefly to change gears a little bit, because as we know, again, from the beginning, I talked about the fact that Jesus Christ came to establish a kingdom. So everything about his ministry was to make God's kingdom present in the world. And we often talk about our relationship to God in spousal terms, right? We always use that kind of a nuptial image to describe our relationship with God. And that is why marriage is so central, not only to the life of the church, but to the stability of the world, you know, because it is the relationship that truly reflects man's relationship with God, right? So I'd like you to just kind of, I guess, base on that a little bit. And I have a couple of questions that I'm going to like to ask you to address, especially based on your work at the tribunal. The Metropolitan Tribunal. But I'd like you to kind of build up a little bit on that spousal image of the kingdom.
Yeah, you know, of all the images or concepts that God could use, and he does use in his revelation in the Word of God and in sacred tradition, he does use a number of ways to communicate the relationship that he desires with us, the love that he has for us. But one of the central images that God has chosen to use to reveal to us the nature of the relationship that he wants with us is the institution and the image of marriage.
Absolutely.
We see that throughout the pages of Scripture, as has been pointed out by many. The Bible begins with a marriage and it ends with a marriage.
That's
it begins with the marriage of Adam and Eve in the very opening chapters of the book of Genesis. It culminates in the book of Revelation with the wedding feast.
The wedding feast of the Lamb.
Of the Lamb.
That's right.
And in the pages in between, we time and again come across this use, God's use of the institution of marriage to reveal, to share how it is that he wants us to relate to him, how it is he wants us to understand his love for us. So the prophets of the Old Testament, Hosea, Isaiah, and others used this image of marriage to reveal God's desire for an intimate, total, life-giving relationship with us. And then, of course, when Jesus came as the in the fullness of time, when God's self-revelation reached its pinnacle, he revealed himself as the bridegroom. You'll recall how John the Baptist pointed him out as the bridegroom, and that John the Baptist himself is the best man. Jesus himself spoke of himself as the bridegroom, and beautifully, Jesus' work of redemption, his saving passion and death and resurrection on the cross. When his is saving death was achieved, was at its fulfillment. What did he say? He said, it is consummated.
That's right.
It is finished.
It is finished.
It is consummated. Right. Consummatum est.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is a nuptial term, right?
That's right.
I mean, it's the most intimate moment of union between husband and wife.
Yeah.
Jesus, in his saving passion on the cross, even then drew upon this marital image to communicate what he was doing. He was drawing us into a marital relationship, a nuptial relationship with him and in him with God our Father.
Yeah. And that's a very beautiful description. I mean, looking at the historical context in scriptures of how God over time uses the image, this image of marriage, the spousal image, to continue to try to describe the kind of relationship that the Father has with us. I mean, we do understand that because we live in a sinful world, and our ability to be able to understand and to appreciate that image as it is given to us through scriptures, you know, sometimes is hard for us to truly appreciate it, to truly understand the Father's intent, especially in our own day and age, you know, going through the sexual revolution or sexual liberalization. I think that it becomes even harder for us to appreciate that. But I think when we go back to the Gospels, you know, I think all the three synoptic Gospels carry out this misunderstanding of marriage that the people brought to Christ. And they said, you know, is it lawful for anyone to divorce his wife whatsoever? And Jesus Christ has to go into this mode of correction, right? Mm-hmm. Well, Moses had given dispensation for this, but that was not the Father's will from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that a lot of people struggle with understanding the church's teachings on marriage, trying to understand, sure, you know, why the church is particularly adamant about the fact that we have to follow marriage as it is given to us in the scriptures. And so because of that, one of the common challenges that we have, especially when we go through preparing people for sacraments and all of that, is always people who have been in marriages where they've had a divorce, or people who get into second marriages, right, without getting annulment procedure through the church, and now they are away from communion. So given the fact that you are the judicial vicar in the archdiocese and that you do work on a lot of marriage cases, I'd like you to shed a little bit of light on this issue about the necessity of the annulment process. If you divorce, I mean, the concept of divorce in the church and the value of the annulment process, mm-hmm, and, you know, why the church is very particular about that.
Yeah.
And I think before you get into that, I think we have a few announcements to make. So we'll get Rachel to make an announcement of a few more donors that we have.
Yes. So we are getting close to the end of day two of our pledge drive. We've got about 10 minutes remaining. So the number again is 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com. I do see the names are still popping in. So we have a big thank you to Marilyn M. from Roswell. Father Henry, I think this one's for you, from Edwin A. And Edwin says, not only am I the better brother, but also the better soccer player.
I don't know about that.
He's definitely been looking at the wrong mirror. So.
And then we also have Eddie R. from Lilburn. And Eddie says, thank you, Father Henry, for shepherding your flock so well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate that.
Amen.
Alan Z. from Lawrenceville for Father Henry. Maria Magdalena C. from Roswell. Mary K. from Johns Creek. And George S. from Grayson. Now, remember, we do have that $1,500 match. And the goal that we are going for this hour is, well, Father Henry's goal is $10,000.
We've got to get this
$10,000. And we need at least 30 calls or online donations. So I'm actually checking that right now. And you want to guess how many donors you have this hour?
24.
37. Ring that
37.
Bell.
37. Right. See, okay. So there we go. So we could ring the bell. And folks, just so you know, we will not be bullied by two new priests, okay? It is not going to happen. We're going to meet that goal.
And so our total right now is 3,710. Ooh. So we are not close enough to $10,000. Guys, you need to call in.
Exactly. Man, they, and we have 10 more minutes to go.
Yeah, those guys must have had some some big donors. They got 30 calls, but they hit 8,000 plus. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. That's okay.
I think,
we'll keep going.
I think they were gaming the system. I think they lined up.
So what's that number again?
Well, you know, that number right here, 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160.
And as we've been saying, you can go online to the website and you can donate there. And I suppose you can donate through the app, right?
Yes, yeah, there is a donate button in the app as well.
Yeah, and if the app is anything like the website, you cannot miss the donate button.
No, you can't. Like, that's right.
It hits you in the face right when you log on. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, use those tools as well for making a donation for us, folks. Thank you to all who have donated. And please, if you're out there listening, enjoying the programming, but haven't yet made a donation, we'd be ever so grateful to have you make a contribution during our hour here. We got just 10 minutes to go to hit our ambitious goal of $10,000. So please support us in reaching that goal.
Thank you. So Father Dan, before we got into the announcements, I was asking you about the tribunal process and the need for the annulment process, given the state in which marriage as an institution is in the world today, and the church's teachings on that. So
right, it's a challenging subject. It's just a challenging aspect of the church's ministry. And the first thing I want to say is just a word of compassion for people who've had the very sad, very difficult, sometimes very traumatic experience of the breakdown of a marriage and a divorce. Mm-hmm. We want them to know first and foremost that we care about them.
Absolutely.
We love them. We're not here to judge them. Hey, we're here to support and help them. Mm-hmm. But supporting and helping people doesn't, as any parent will tell you, doesn't mean just giving people what they want.
Absolutely.
It's what they need. And what they need is the Lord Jesus and his saving, healing, life-giving truth.
That's right.
Word.
Absolutely.
And that's really our ministry there in the tribunal, is to take the salve that is the good news that Jesus announced to us and apply that to the wounds of people who come to us. Now, a lot of times that it takes time for people to see it that way, to understand it that way, but that's ultimately our task, our mission there is to take the salve of the good news and apply it to the wounds of the people and try and help them to heal those wounds in such a way that they are able to live in conformity with Christ's teaching, which comes to us through the church. And one of the central properties, we call it the essential properties of marriage, is its indissolubility.
Okay.
And we can understand that when we kind of go back to what we were just talking about earlier, in its connection with marriage's connection with God's relationship with us, right?
Okay.
God has wed himself to us.
Absolutely.
Through Christ his Son.
Yeah.
Okay. We know that God doesn't do things in half measures.
Absolutely.
Or conditionally.
It's total.
It's total.
Yeah, it's total.
It's total.
Yeah.
And so marriage being a sort of a living sign, a living testimony to the love that God has for us, the relationship that God has for us, needs to mirror that same kind of totality.
Okay. That totality. Wow. Yeah. Interesting.
And so as Christ taught when he was in that exchange with the Pharisees, God's original plan wasn't for
divorce.
It
wasn't for separation.
Rather, it was for the permanence of the marital bond to be a true sign of the love of God for us.
That's powerful.
His bride.
Yeah. And I think that really, I mean, it really gives, puts in context. I think that the church's, like I say, lack of better word, adamance in trying to ensure that the church is faithful, that the world is faithful to the to this nuptial image or to the nuptial institution that God has entrusted to us. But I think that from a pastoral point of view, I think, people struggle with, I went into the marriage. I was completely committed to it. I gave myself to it. The fault is the other person's. We got a divorce, not because of any fault of my own, mm-hmm. because of the other person's fault. And they want to remarry. And then now, you know, they have to go through an annulment process and all of that, right? Mm-hmm. I think I'd like you to speak a little bit to that process. You know, mm-hmm. why is that process necessary? Because we know, yes, going into marriage, there's a totality. And a lot of people go with that mindset, right? The total gift of self. But when they go in it, different things happen. Yeah. So I'd like you, when we come back from the announcement, to talk a little bit about the necessity of the annulment process.
Yeah.
And what is accomplished through that process.
For sure. Okay? For sure. We can definitely do
so
that.
So I'm going to ask Rachel to announce again. We have some more generous people on the line. Okay.
Yes, and I'm getting word that donations are coming in faster than they can give them to me in the document.
We love it. Okay.
So
that's
this is
great.
They're still popping in. And because of that, because we want to make sure that Father Henry and Father Dan are getting their full donations in this dueling priest competition, we're going to go about 10 minutes past the hour so
okay.
that
yep.
donations
Sounds
can
good.
Keep being recorded. But
great.
I'll
Sounds
tell you
great.
Who has popped in thus far. So thank you to Brian and Holly M. Thank you to Fred I., Michael and Lisa V. from Atlanta, Gloria Christina C. from Loganville, Mary R. from Duluth, and I can see that there are more popping in as we go, so we'll come back for an announcement again soon, but
okay.
please keep calling, and we will keep taking your calls at 470-508-1160, or go online. Father Henry, where do we go online?
Well, we go online to thequestatlanta.com, and there you'll be able to see the donate button, and you can make your donation. Okay.
And if you put in an extra zero, that's just fine with us.
Well, a couple of zeros.
A couple,
you know,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go for the big ones.
Don't be bashful.
That's right.
So I noticed that a couple of those donors were, you know, a man and a woman's name. So I'm assuming husband and wife. So,
yeah.
Which I thought was very appropriate given that we're talking about marriage. And I thought maybe we could make a pointed plea or a directed outreach to all married people who are listening.
Yeah.
Make a donation. You know, not in honor of Father Henry or Father me, in honor of your spouse.
Your spouse, yeah.
That would be a beautiful thing
be a beautiful
to do right
thing.
Now.
Yeah.
Call in when you make that donation. Say, in honor of my spouse to whom I have been wed for, you know,
yeah.
you know, tell us how many years
many
that's
years.
Been. What a nice tribute to
that'll be wonderful.
To your marriage.
Yeah.
So there
so,
you go.
That's great. All right. So Father Dan, yeah. take it on with the question about the annulment.
Yeah, the annulment process.
Yeah.
I would say one of the most important things I could share about the annulment process is... First, what it isn't.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Oftentimes we speak about getting an annulment as if it's just a bureaucratic process for which I have to jump through enough hoops, whatever hoops the church tells me. And if I jump through all those hoops at the end, I get my annulment.
Yeah.
And I often say that makes it sound like going to get a fishing license, right?
Well,
you know,
right.
I got to go,
right.
I got to fill out this paperwork, I get to give them my ID and whatnot. But if I do all that, eventually I'm going to get my fishing license, you know.
Right. Yeah.
But that's not it at all. Rather, what we are doing in the annulment process is we're trying to answer a question.
Okay.
Really, the whole process is framed around a question.
Okay.
And the question is... Was this marriage that's been presented before us, is there evidence to show us that when the husband and the wife exchanged their consent, that there was something impeding mm-hmm. that exchange that prevented the marital bond from coming into existence?
So when you say their consent, you mean during the time of the celebration when they say, I take you to be my mm-hmm. my spouse in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, you know, till death do us part. So
yeah.
when they made that promise, that vow to the other person.
Yes.
So if they had full understanding of what they were doing or what.
Well, the consent is what brings marriage into existence.
Okay.
Okay. So. What makes marriage? It's consent that makes marriage.
Okay.
We learned that back in the seminary,
yes.
right?
Yep.
It's consent that makes marriage.
Right.
So, yeah, it's those
yeah.
exchange of vows before a minister of the church in the presence of two witnesses that makes marriage.
Yeah.
Right? But in order to validly exchange that consent, certain elements have to be present.
Okay.
Or maybe to put it negatively, certain things can't be absent.
Can't be absent. Okay.
Yeah. And so what we're looking at is the consent that was exchanged and all the circumstances surrounding that exchange of consent to see if there's evidence that something essential was missing or defective.
So based on what you're saying, I guess what I pick up from this is anything that has to do with the annulment process has to be prior to the moment of consent. So I give you an example. So a lady comes to me and says, "Father Henry, my husband was unfaithful. I want to get out of the marriage." Well, they got out of the marriage. They got a divorce because of that. Does that become a reason for her to get an annulment? Because that is something that happened in the marriage. But so far, you've been talking about consent, right, which is something that happens on the day of the wedding. So does the annulment have to do only with the consent? So anything prior to the marriage and not post-wedding day?
Yeah, it's really all focused on that moment of consent. That's what we're looking at.
Okay.
You know, the church in her tradition has, and still to this day, speaks of marriage as a contract.
Okay.
And that might seem like kind of cold and sterile, mm-hmm, but it's actually a rich, very rich concept, the notion of a contract. And it's helpful language, too, when we're trying to understand what exactly annulment is. So as anyone knows who's entered into a contract, say a contract with your cell phone carrier, okay, there's terms that are spelled out in the contract. And the people who enter into that contract have to be capable of fulfilling those terms.
Okay.
And if something, if say in a civil court of law, something could be found that was radically wrong,
defective
with that contract, they would be free from the contract. They wouldn't be bound by that contract.
Okay.
Similar with the contract that is marriage.
Okay.
There's, we have to look at what were the couples capable of, what were they actually contracting to on that day when they exchanged their consent. What happened before is not really relevant. What happened after is not really relevant. I mean, it is relevant in that it can help us understand better where their
at that time,
heads and hearts were when they exchanged consent.
Okay, that consent.
But what somebody did before or what somebody did years after, those aren't grounds, we say, for an annulment. For declaring the marriage to be invalid. It's really what was contained
at that moment of the consent,
capable of at that moment of consent.
So what you're saying is that things that happened prior to the exchange of wedding vows or things that happen after do not necessarily have a direct bearing on the annulment, on the consent. The consent is the heart of it. But those things could be a window into if there was anything defective about the consent that was given at the time.
That's right.
Yeah. And I think that is, very important because I think that for a lot of people, it's important to understand because, again, we live in a world, we just talked about this world that is driven by so many secular forces. And I think that, jokingly, somebody once said, you know, "Father Henry, I did the consent because it was part of the ceremony," right? You know, and I think that maybe on our part as pastors of souls, as priests, maybe we need to do a better job of emphasizing the need of that consent. But I think that people too, when they enter into the sacrament, I think they too need to truly understand the value of that consent. And again, going back to this nuptial image between us and God, mm-hmm, that marriage becomes that that image that helps us to truly describe, truly capture the total gift of self, mm-hmm, that characterizes our relationship with God, right?
Yeah. So, absolutely.
Go ahead.
Father. Yeah. We've been talking.
Yes, that's right.
People have been donating.
That's right.
So we want to acknowledge those people who have made a donation. So Rachel, take it away.
Yes, we'll be on for about 5 more minutes. So feel free to keep calling. Keep going online, 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com. Real quick, just to jump back for a minute, I announced earlier a Catherine T. from Alpharetta. That one was for you, Father Ketter. So
So
you know.
I need all the credit I can get.
Don't worry, we've got more for you, Father Henry.
Okay, yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
So we have Maria S. from Lawrenceville. We have Sonia F. from Decatur. And Sonia says, in honor of our holy priest, and oh, that is a monthly donor who wants to ring the bell.
Oh, it's Father Henry's turn.
No. She said holy priest, or she said holiest priest.
She did say holy priest.
I'm a holy priest, but he's a holy. Okay, that's right. I'll do it on behalf of Father Dan and myself.
Thank you.
What was her name again?
Say that again.
What was her name?
Sonia.
Oh, Sonia. Thank you so much, Sonia.
Thank you,
we
Sonia.
Appreciate your generosity.
Yes.
And we also have Josephine H. from Lawrenceville for Father Henry and Rudy L. from Lawrenceville for Father Henry.
Oh, thank you.
So if
thank
you haven't heard your name called on air yet, but you just donated, please know. Oh, man, I see literally another one popping in on the phone right now.
Great.
So if you haven't heard your name yet, don't worry. We are still getting them into the spreadsheet. And worst comes to worst, we will announce yours tomorrow morning and tell which priest you are in honor of. Would you like a running total at the moment?
Yes, we would. Why don't we get that, please?
Number of calls and
the total
dollar amount.
All right, so there's still some popping in, but at the moment, number of donors is 45 for this hour. That is incredible. That is, I believe that's the highest number of calls thus far.
Oh, so, look at that.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Yes.
And the
great
pledge
job, people.
Total, yeah, thank you guys. The pledge total is 5,330. So if I do some quick math, you do have a $1,500 match, so that puts us at $6,830.
Oh, all right.
So we're not quite there yet, but you can keep calling.
We are getting
online.
Close, folks.
And there's a couple of things.
Yeah.
So number one, I have to take Father Dan to dinner. So this is not, he is not going to be in the studio all night.
We
I
won't
know.
Be using your money, though, to do
exactly.
that.
Exactly. No, we're not using your money
wallet.
For that. So, Father Dan will not be in the studio all night. I know you all love listening to him. That's the first thing. The second thing is, thank God, the Quest is not like the Archdiocese. They don't, you know, you don't have to give the money if the money doesn't come in. But what I'd like to say is that we are really grateful for all the people who have helped us this hour. We thank you for partnering with the Quest in this great work of evangelization that they're doing. But we want you to understand that we are asking for an ongoing support. So we are grateful for the support you give this hour, but the work of Quest has to continue going on. They have to continue reaching out to the people in our metro area and to support to help support the gospel that we as a church we're trying to promote. So
yeah. I don't know about you, Father Henry, but I have heard so often over the years about people who came back to the practice of their Catholic faith or became Catholic through the impact of EWTN television.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yes.
They just happened to stumble across it when they were, you know, browsing, surfing their channels on their television, or, you know, one way or another, it was Catholic media that brought them to the faith.
Yeah.
Back to the faith, or for the first time into the church. I would love it, you know, 10 years down the line, we're running into people who say, you know, oh yeah, I happened to stumble across the Quest I was driving.
Right. Absolutely.
And it made me curious, or I heard a program on the Quest and it was just spoke to me at a time when I was in real need and I ended up taking it as a sign from God. How awesome would that be? But it's only going to happen if the Quest is here.
It's here. That's
And expanding the signal, the reach, the programming, so that we can have that kind of impact on people's lives in Atlanta.
Absolutely. We're coming up to the end of our program here. And so I'm going to have Rachel to read the last round of donors. And then afterwards, Father Dan and I are going to round up for you, okay? Again, if you want to call that number, it's not too late, 470-508-1160. Or you could go to the website, thequestatlanta.com, and there you could also make your donation. And also, you could also go to the Google Play Store and download the app. The Quest app is on the Play Store. You could also do that and make your donation that way. So, Rachel, you want to take it?
Perfect. So, we've got Rudy L. for Father Henry from Lawrenceville, Tom G. from Lawrenceville, Kathy M. from Lawrenceville for Father Henry, and Renee S. And let's see. Oh, Renee is let's see Renee's message. Station is awesome and helps me every day. Renee is from Marietta, and Renee is a monthly donor, so we can end with a bell.
Oh, right. Look at that.
Do it, Father.
Father Dan, you got it. You're such a humble man. There you go.
wonderful. Right. So as we wrap things up here on our Hour Plus at the end of day two of the Spring Pledge Drive, we have raised how much money, Rachel, and how many folks have made a donation?
So it looks like this hour before we put in the match is 5,685 from 48 donors.
Wow. Okay.
This is incredible.
That is incredible. And we'll just assume that that's probably going to go up by another 3,000.
3,000, that's right.
after we sign off. So if we didn't quite catch Father's Paul Porter and Michael Bremer in terms of dollar amount, mm-hmm. although that's not determined yet. We may still yet catch them. We did definitively beat them, soundly, roundly defeat them in number of donors.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Correct. Okay.
So if you're listening, fathers, Paul Porter,
Michael Bremer.
You guys got to bring a better game next time.
Right,
Come on.
So, I think it's been a very wonderful hour, very engaging hour. Father Dan, thank you so much.
Always great to be with you, my friend.
Yes, it has been a great hour. Sharing about the kingdom of God and trying mm-hmm. to help people appreciate, I think, the Mass a little bit mm-hmm. and appreciating the reverence and the call to reverence for the Mass. But also, I think, that nuptial image of the kingdom of God, recognizing that, again, Jesus Christ came to remind us that our dedication to God has to be total, and there's no better institution in the world that reveals that to us like the sacrament of marriage does. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's been a very enlightening hour. I mean, you know, I always love to learn, and I think I've learned quite a good bit from you this evening, so...
I always learn sitting at your feet, the feet of the master.
I'm telling you, it goes both ways, you know.
I have chosen the better part.
Okay, so we're going to round up this hour again on behalf of Father Dan Ketter and myself. I'm Father Henry Atem, and we thank all those who have been supporting us for this last hour. We ask you to please continue supporting the quest, dial in and listen to the programming. The pledge drive rounds up tomorrow. The spring pledge drive, seek his kingdom. And we ask you, do not forget that number, 470-508-1160. You go to the website, thequestatlanta.com, or you could download the app on the Google App Store. Okay. So, Father Dan, I think we'll conclude with a prayer. And is that it, Rachel?
Yep, all right. Exactly.
Okay. All right. I open it up. I close it up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty and gracious God, we are grateful to you for the many blessings that you've bestowed upon us. We thank you especially for the gift of the church, this institution that your Son, Jesus Christ, came on earth to establish for the salvation of the world. We are grateful that you called us to be a part of that institution, to continue to bring your salvation to the ends of the earth. We ask you to bless us, to bless all those who continue to work for the quest, those who support the quest, all those who have called us this hour to support us and to support the mission of this radio station. We ask that the fruit of their labor may be multiplied by your grace, and that you help us in everything to continue to give you glory and praise. For indeed you are Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
May God bless each one of us in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. St. Patrick.
That's right. Pray for us.
Pray for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned. The Angelus will come up next.
Please join us in the Infant of Prague Novena Prayer for the success of our Seek His Kingdom Pledge Drive. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. O Jesus, who has said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened. Through the intercession of Mary, your most holy mother, I knock, I seek, I ask that my prayer be granted for the success of our Seek His Kingdom Pledge Drive. O Jesus, who has said, all that you ask of my Father in my name, he will grant you. Through the intercession of Mary, your most holy mother, I humbly and urgently ask your Father in your name that my prayer will be granted for the success of our Seek His Kingdom Pledge Drive. O Jesus, who has said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Through the intercession of Mary, your most holy mother, I feel confident that my prayer will be granted for the success of our Seek His Kingdom pledge drive. In your name we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.